You can move your pretty fast when you want to.
Change that. I cannot push you over with your wheelchair.
So I'll change. I'll take my uniform out of my secret compartment.
Okay, so you have instant change, right? No, so, okay, no. They'll take you around.
Yeah.
You're right here changing.
I have instant change.
Okay. So the knife guy screams in some sort of rage thing. He feels rage and tries to stab Eric.
Hi there. Smile.
He's just standing there smiling.
Yeah. Well, I'm not just standing there, but I smile.
It's true.
Hi there.
Okay.
You're in so much trouble.
He was good. What? What's he got? He's pretty low, isn't he?
Five.
He's so much.
I've been pumping my deck. That's why I have so few hero points.
So this guy moves over to the edge of the roof, points down and shoots. Gonna tougher shot. What if he's shooting at? So he'll shoot at the original victim.
So yeah, he's dead.
That's why they call him the victim.
It's true. 14?
Yeah, he's dead.
Maybe not. 14.
We call him Ted, but he's still alive.
You're both doctors.
That's true. No problem.
I've been thinking about buying.
So if only he was made of metal.
Or radiation.
Or radiation.
See, what you do is you just make him intangible when you shove him through the wall of the building, and they can't shoot him.
Good idea. I'll do that.
He's not going in!
No. Something.
It's easy. Just diving tackle him, and you just both go right through the wall.
Well, we don't go in.
Yeah, actually, I can't go through brick walls yet.
Wow. Wasn't a rifle.
Immigration raid.
Oh, it was a pistol and
machine gun.
Oh, oops.
You riddled the guy with bullets. Killing combat. The guy's dead. Because, you know, he only had two body.
You see your point.
He didn't have any.
Is there any way I can
get
myself
in
the way?
That's hero.
No, because you don't have any actions.
That was my whole intention.
So were you on top of him then? I thought you were just interposing yourself between you and the knife guy. Him and the knife guy.
I was trying to get him out of... My only goal right now is protecting him.
Right.
So I want to get in the way of him and him and everybody.
Okay. You can roll. Yeah, what the hell, roll.
We kill Eric instead.
17.
So you jump in front of the guy, and he falls through the bullet. It is very brave of you. It's 5 points of damage.
You can take that.
You can use... No, you don't... Well, you still have the 5 hero points. You can use 4 of them to take 2 points down.
4 of them to take 2 points down?
Yeah, so you still take 3.
Or 2 of them to take 1 point down.
Yeah, you can use 2 of them to take 1 point down.
Okay,
you still up?
I'm still up.
Okay. Well, I'll run over to Eric.
Can you help there?
You should get something
for that. you can't help him, right? You're just normal human, right? Oh, you're a normal human, sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, is your robot with you?
No.
He's in the lab?
Yeah.
So the other guy doesn't have any sort of shot at all. So he's yelling at the other people guys to hurry up. Next round.
Is there a door or a window I can duck through?
Window.
Okay. Can I try to knock a window out and throw me and their victim into the window?
Sure. Shouldn't be too hard. Okay. You would have to roll. But roll initiative. Hopefully they'll roll high and kill you both.
I think.
Short-circuiting the adventure.
Actually, no. It makes.
Luckily, they're all working on the other half, so there's still a chance of them. Solve the adventure, even without you two.
16 plus 11.
Kill them all, Kevin. Kill them all.
36, 50 something.
So, think you're still hot.
43.
Okay, so Eric, so make a roll. Give me about 7. Okay. So you knock the window, throw the guy through, jump after him. So now it's your turn.
Okay, I kind of want to like go this way so I don't fly in from the same direction that I just left.
True.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You have a pretty high fly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can pretty much fly from any direction you want.
Okay, so I'll fly in and then survey the situation. And then I'll shoot the guy with a gun. Right.
So two guys with guns.
The
two guys on the roof, I think.
Shoot one of them. Oh, blast one of them, sorry.
Any one in particular? Closer one, the farther one?
Which one looks meaner?
Probably the guy who's firing.
They drop the gun, then I fire.
Drop the gun or...
Wow, that's okay. Not killing blow, so...
That's true. But it makes it a little harder to hit him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... Well, he's actually leaning over, so he doesn't have cover. So...
Shoot him?
Go ahead, shoot him. He's got a dex of 4. Body 5.
4, body 5. So that's a 5, right? So it's 5 and a 9. Body of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Body of 5? Jeez. Oh, no. Sorry. 3.
So you do 3 points?
Yeah.
Oof. So... Oh, did you get any column shifts? Doesn't matter. You knock them down.
Yeah, well, it's only for action, right?
Yeah.
The action table, yeah, I counted it.
Okay. So you don't get more than 2 column shifts, tell me.
More than 2 column shifts?
Yeah, on an attack. I'm trying to do knockback. I always forget every week to do knockback.
Well, I didn't get any column shifts.
Okay.
I just hit exactly. But I
okay.
Hit 3.
That's fine. So you have to do at least 3 column shifts for most people.
Alright.
Alright, so you're flying, you hit the guy, and he falls down. Though he's not out.
Did he drop his gun like for him to?
No.
Oh.
The guy with the knife. God.
He goes through the window.
Yeah, he's the crazy one. He goes through the window after you. And he stabs... Well, you, since you're in front. He tries to stab you. Misses again. The guy with the rifle, or with the submachine gun, shoots at you.
Uh-oh.
He gets up, shoots you. I feel real high. What's your dex?
7.
No, he's good. The other guy... No, you're kind of far. So I'll have a slight negative. Yeah, I guess he'll try to shoot you too.
You should have a sniper rifle.
Yeah,
nice,
he should.
Sniper machine gun?
The press will roll really high.
17.
So you have a 9? Or 7?
7.
7... So he's not caring about not hitting you, so... What's your body?
Body?
This is your point. A bullet grazes you.
Ow.
Start.
Next round. What are you doing there?
Call for help when you're
communicating. I am going to...
It's only 3 hoodlums.
Call for my robot.
Call for your robot. Alright. Just hold them off.
Yeah,
and
I'm the only one who can get anywhere quickly.
And I'm gonna shoot the guy with.
What's the point?
With
if anyone can fly, then communication will work better.
I have to fly as part of my original character.
Shoot the guy with the knife.
Okay. Because that's a 4.
You're gone. Not
too many points.
You won initiative pretty much.
Well, he's been rolling doubles for initiative.
Yeah.
That's a 4. This is my dex. 5. This is
4.
And this.
He's got a body of 5.
He's got a body of 5, and my rifle does. 7?
Eevee. Probably Eevee, yeah. Eevee. Yeah. Eevee. 3.
Good. 5 that I pulled back. That's in that's counting the pullback.
Okay.
And that was 2 functions.
Okay. And how much damage did you do?
5.
His head is blown off.
No, you knock him unconscious. Ooh, what do you want to do?
So they're skillful shooting, huh?
Yeah.
So if I multi-attack...
2 of them. That's just plus 1. So they'll have dexes of 6.
Which doesn't...
Up there?
Well, no. Yeah. Let's see. 6. 9 to hit. Well, I need 11 to hit.
Think you can do it, big boy?
I don't know. Actually, both
of them.
Alright. I limit an average roll, right?
But roll.
That, those 2 conscious, just so they're not the knife guy across the screen or something.
No, you have to do 3.
Oh.
Okay. So it's number of conscious and a -2. And then you have at least 1 after that.
1 hit. I don't know which one that was. What was I? It's my second roll, so...
No, you only do 1 roll.
Oh.
So the first roll, you know, you apply to both of them.
I missed.
Alright. So you miss.
Damn it.
Let's see, this guy starts running. This guy shoots at you. Because you're right there.
Kill you!
He misses. What do you want to do?
Do I remember the second guy up on the roof? Or actually the third?
Yeah, you saw him all. There were 2 guys on the roof.
Yeah, but he just knocked one of them unconscious.
No.
No, he just knocked him down.
Oh, got back up.
Yeah, he got back up. He's wounded.
Okay. Actually, we'll keep them both.
Oh, yeah, you did knock him through the back of the window.
I tell the victim...
on the street. When he gets run over by a car.
Yeah! I tell the original victim...
By my wheelchair.
To stay put.
Okay.
Stay there. Does he look like he's going to?
Yeah. Well...
He just... Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Does he look like a shady guy or somebody that...
Looks like he's going to run, though.
I think he's going to run?
Yeah.
Cease communicator. You okay outside? I got it, I say. Or you can see out the window.
Sure.
Stay there, we want to know what's going on, or what this is all about.
Alright, so make a roll. And then you leave.
And then I go for the stairs.
Okay. So you make some kind of, that's like a, well, intimidation call.
8.
And you don't have charisma, so it's your influence aura. Mm-hmm. And what is your influence aura?
Influence is 9.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, it's just your influence.
Oh, wait, influence is 5.
Okay. Listen to me, do what I say.
Influence is 40. Oh, wait, that's 4.
Okay, so you yell at him, stay, and then you leap outside. And how are you going to get to the roof?
No, I didn't leap outside.
Okay. So you're looking for what?
Stairs.
To go up.
Oh, alright. Okay, you find stairs, you start climbing up. What the hell?
Okay.
What do you want to do? One guy's running away, the other guy's wounded, shooting at you.
Shoot them both again.
I shoot them both again. Same difficulty, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. 11. Okay. I hit. So I actually...
So you get 1 column shift.
1 column shift, yeah. The body is 5?
Actually, I think their body is 7.
7?
Yeah. That's multi-attack. Yep.
Else?
It also increases their RV.
Right.
Definitely hard.
So, and 1 conscious, 3.
Should we do 3 on each?
Yep.
Okay. So, the guy you hit before goes down. Yeah. The other guy is wounded.
Alright.
That's inside the building.
That's inside a building?
Yeah.
Alright.
So you get up to the roof.
Okay.
Unconscious guy. Looks like... Brad.
Yeah.
Is flying around somewhere.
Yeah.
Looking for the other guy.
Okay. I pick him up and run back downstairs.
The unconscious guy?
Yeah,
okay.
Unconscious guy.
Take him downstairs. Guy's gone. Damn it.
Now you gotta try to kill him. I'm not listening. I killed him!
I hunt him down. I'm sure I can run faster than him. Especially if he's normal human.
It's been a while, so let's see. Make a track and roll with an int, I believe. You have a skill, though.
Four?
Nope, he's gone.
So my int is nine.
True. Without the skill, it's effectively five.
Well, if it's versus zero,
it's not versus zero.
Fucker.
I remember his face. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, he's got a bastard.
Okay.
Alright, so let's see if you find the other guy.
What I need to roll?
Tracking.
Do I detect radiation?
No.
The ion trail?
No.
15?
What's your hit?
8.
8, so that's 4, 15,
12.
That's pretty good. So you're there, he runs out the door, and he sees you. What do you want to do?
Shoot him.
You shoot
drop
him,
the gun.
Yeah, you go, drop the gun and he'll like, shoot. Bro.
So
explain the system.
Dex is...
Oh, I
what's this deck?
Oh, just roll. First.
13?
Yeah, he fell down. He was already wounded.
Alright, so I bring him back. Okay, we got all three. Where's the victim?
He ran away while I was running upstairs to help you.
There is no victim.
The victimless cry.
Oh, by the way, I heard you needed help from Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones?
He's fine.
Okay.
He's safe.
I took him home.
You watch He-Man? Where's Alan? He's safe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I call the police, and are either of the two guys that I'm carrying around conscious enough to slap around and get some information out of?
Let's take him to the hospital, I say.
Let's click on the deal.
If you call the police now, you won't be able to interrogate him for the police flight. But you're going to take like 15 minutes.
Well, let's take him to the hospital and then call the police.
No, you're just wounding them.
You don't need to go to the hospital?
Nope.
You don't need medical attention?
No. You're
okay.
Good.
Let's make sure they need the medical attention. These don't look like everyday robbers.
No, they're actually like...
It looked like a hit.
Middle-aged guys.
A well-thought-out hit.
It looked like a hit to me, so...
So, did you run to the other guy? Did you talk to him before you left?
He ran.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't get a life story. Is that
stairs.
What you mean?
I went up the stairs to see if he needed help. And he got my connection. Knew he was going to run, but I thought you might need to
teach you to communicate. You need help up there? I got it, I think.
I thought you'd know that. So anyway.
He didn't even show up until after you jumped through the window.
Where do you come from?
I was...
I heard the shoes.
I showed up,
Oh, you heard me shooting that fire? Okay.
No.
I was patrolling, say that.
Didn't I told you, right? I heard you needed help from...
Oh,
I ran to Dr. Jones.
Oh,
I was walking up the street.
I didn't know. Okay. Cool.
safe. He's safe. Where's
that joke?
Oh, good. I was worried about that.
So you called the police? Yes or no?
Not yet.
Okay. So yet, then you have three guys who are awake.
All right. What the hell is this about?
So who was the guy trying to kill?
You can find the interrogation.
Sure, we can.
Interrogation, that's a charisma skill.
Yeah.
Or your int minus four.
Why don't you try it? Int minus four. Charisma is a skill, right?
They have four. They are.
We should contact.
It's going to be pretty hard.
Wait, do we know that you have charisma? Or do you?
Barely. She's barely at it.
But
she's
do
only
we know?
Her.
We should know, right? During
yeah.
our, you know, meeting, staff meeting.
You didn't meet. You can tell. She's been practicing her voice. Why? Hello, how are you?
what's
she sounds more mellifluous.
Ghost girl, is that your name?
So I come up with something better.
Ghost girl. You know, there's a superhero called Ghost Girl. Ghost girl.
Was there?
Yeah.
Was there?
It's like Marvel or something.
And I definitely need another name.
Ghost girl.
Yo.
Can you come down to, give her the,
address?
When is this?
This is...
Like, am I in the middle of interrogating drug boy?
Walking home from work?
Yeah.
My watch goes bleep bleep.
Yeah.
In my purse or something?
Bleep bleep.
Just a minute. You're pulling a mask.
Is your purse beeping?
Yeah. Shit.
Can you say?
Hang on. I want to check... Do you own a black Cadillac? License
yeah.
plate number, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you already knew what was going on. So you were spying on them to make sure they were...
Not going to the police. Stepping onto some lady. Oh, wait, that's you.
That was me.
Just some lady.
So you already knew what they did. And you had them
sure.
hit anyway.
Not me, Tony.
You said you told Tony.
Well, of course.
Tony the
Tiger. But he wanted to hit them. I said, let them go. They didn't.
Right. All right.
The innocent kid.
Get in the closet.
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going to call the police.
Go. All right.
I shove him in the closet.
Okay.
I go, call the police.
Uh-huh.
And then I answer my purse.
What do you call the police, actually?
Shit, what do I tell the police?
Book them down.
Just book them. How can I do this without getting the kids in trouble?
You can't.
No, I can't.
Well, you can say they're trying to kill someone. These don't tell them the name.
Nah, I just leave.
Okay, so you don't call the police?
No, I just leave them in the closet thinking I'll call the police.
Okay, cruel.
3 days later, strange smell comes from the closet. You fly out of the
you answer your phone?
I answer my phone.
Can you come down to blah, blah, blah intersection?
I'm kind of busy.
Is it important?
Well,
well it must be. Yeah, okay.
Little do you know.
Little do you know, they just want you to talk. Flash your leg.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, actually, yeah. No, I shouldn't. Damn it.
It's the middle of the night. We have people sleep.
It's just after work. Like
no.
6 p.m.
Later than that.
Oh.
Watch, you guys work late.
Watch the two gunmen, me and the knife guy, going to go on for a private conversation.
All right.
Okay.
Private conversation.
Okay.
So you're going to go through there?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a cab. Meanwhile. That'll give you long enough to interrogate him if you want. So what are you going to do with this guy?
I want to know what the hell is going on. And I intend to find out.
Meanwhile, I just try to make small talk. Nice knife
for
walk.
Your pussy gun?
Nice knife for walk.
Yeah.
washed it. Nothing clean, right?
He's the one that got shot by it, so he's probably not going to be thinking of this again. I caress it when I'm asking
what that place is doing. You don't know how to shoot it.
Ho-ho. You didn't talk to you like that?
I had the gun, I would have drilled you between the eyes.
Huh. Oh, I have a couple of friends coming. Is my robot here yet? I thought you got my robot. Where are you?
See, you're a robot.
Kill.
I'm the other. So,
and his name is Klaatu.
Robot is lost.
I have a homie bee. It can find me. It just might not know where it is at the moment. It just knows which direction I'm at.
Sort of.
Okay. Are you walking underneath the bay again?
So it's somewhere. Trying to head towards more or less towards you. La, 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 la.
I'm missing by 20 miles.
Property damage.
Oh no. He breaks through the wall with a big picture of poop cool.
Oh yeah!
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's my next robot.
Next robot, Kool-Aid Man.
That's good.
Okay, so you
watch
to...
the Family Guy?
Uh-uh.
They were in court for something and the father gets like sentenced to like 10 years in jail or something. And there's like, you know, they cut to the mom. Oh no! And the kids. Oh no! Oh no! And then the Kool-Aid guy breaks through the wall. Oh yeah! And then he looks around and just when he, like looks back up.
Well, you can make try to make an interrogation roll, unless you want to role play something that'll give you a bonus.
I was hoping the robot would be here. That can be.
But not yet. You quit the robot.
Will the robot be here before?
Hard to tell.
Hard to tell. I'll just stand there and stare at him and caress him.
I see. You gonna do anything?
I'm gonna make small talk, try to get the guard down.
I see. So you're trying to persuade him.
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Okay.
Wash day, nothing clean, right?
Go ahead and make your... minus four, so roll. You can roll high.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Nice time for a walk. Nice.
I hate walking. Watch you, you walker.
Watch it, nothing clean, right? You're close. Give them to me.
They won't be talking to you.
Why not? Not very good at surrogating.
Okay, so let's see. Let's roll up there first. Nope. So, Donald shows up.
Hello.
What's going on? Took you like half an hour.
Cut. Things slipped down the block.
I was in the middle of something.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't said a word since that.
So, Cut these three guys trying to.
You're talking to the tip guy.
Do a hit on one guy.
Okay.
And we don't know why, but the guy that we rescued ran away. We don't know why, so maybe you can convince them to tell us what's going on.
You and your womanly wild.
Sure. So, you guys work for Tony?
What? Who's Tony? What? What's going on? I say. I scream in the background. No!
They work for Tony. Want to?
No.
Okay. They do not.
Oh, what about that guy?
What about what guy?
The guy that walked. The head honcho. What's his name? That we attacked.
All right. Well, then I'll just start trying to
accidentally
question them.
They say no.
What's his name?
Okay. Well, then
the
I'll
guy you were accidentally.
We accidentally attacked.
Moloch.
Isn't he the big crime boss?
That's true, but he's like the uber big crime boss. Oh, okay. There are, you know, lieutenants.
So
this organization is so bad.
Right. So anyway, all right. So I'll start asking him what the deal was.
Okay. So
being along, just saying
you want to be friendly. You want to be
not saying a word, stroking my gun.
I think I'm.
You want to be the tough girl.
I'm usually better at being friendly.
Want one of their hearts?
That works.
Show what it's like.
That might work.
Put it back. It's hard. Chicken it out. Easy. All right, so you can make a roll. Perhaps it will tell you something.
Maybe. 13.
No, they won't tell you. Unfortunately.
Show some
skin,
man.
That's what
man.
You get. We're all expected.
Show some skin, right. Man.
That's not very good.
So, anyways, they are three middle-aged guys. And they have
search them.
They have marine tattoos.
Marine tattoos.
Ooh, marine tattoos, huh?
Yeah.
That's a clue.
It is.
But what does it mean?
A clue.
Check the local marine base.
And we can find out their military records.
Yeah. But aren't you? Well, I don't know. Isn't what's his name, detective?
John.
John Gilmore. Let's call him up. Not answering his phone. Damn it.
Nope. It's with a woman.
Like sleeping.
Or sheep.
Or blow up doll.
Am I right here yet?
You're about to cry.
Okay. I told the robot to grab that guy.
Does robot have
guy.
Seaweed?
No.
Okay.
It is a bit scratched. He grabbed the guy.
He grabs the guy. There's like plaster and seaweed and stuff all over the robot.
No, he's just scratched. You know, like he brushed up against.
What did you do?
Well, I'll tell you guys that what I heard about some people going around killing. There's like some sort of drug war going on.
Huh. So the guy in front of his is probably a dealer.
So that's why I asked.
Can you check? Can we check our database? Do we have a database?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Right. So, do we have like a super fans or a supercomputer database?
No, we don't.
Not really.
Not until I make it.
That's true. You have an index card. So
that's
what the Batman had at first.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you, we should turn these guys in then, and while we're at police headquarters, we can try to find out, you know, about the tattoos. And
all right. And also the guy who got away. Okay. I don't know if he's anyone that's the dealer or something.
I told the robot to grab the other two.
And I need to go talk I need to go talk to Tony, Chef.
Tony? Who's Tony?
The tiger.
The tiger? The tiger?
No, I think the guys, the robot is kind of clumsy and he runs through walls all the time. But if you guys want to just talk right now, I'll make sure the robot
doesn't walk through walls.
I think they want to talk. What do you like to you? Listen.
I'll finally attempt to use the interrogator roll once now that he's held by the robot.
It'll make it slightly easier, but it's still a tough roll. So far, four.
So far, four. Nine.
All right.
That's not bad. Fair with that. Whatever.
Nope, they're tough cookies.
Okay.
Well, I rolled better one last time. Nice night for walk, I think.
Yeah, I saw a worse during a great one.
While we're walking them to the station, I want to talk about what it ran into this time.
So it says, there's a couple buildings, and then there was a car.
What if I told you about buildings?
Ooh,
it's very hard to follow the signal and avoid buildings at the same time.
You asking too much?
We've got to work on that.
You need to invent GPS.
Don't blame the robot, blame the programmer.
Garbage in, garbage out, says the robot.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Do you think you can get that guy to jail without breaking him this time?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm just... Here. Can you
talk?
I can do it.
jail that way. Okay.
So you take that to jail?
Yep.
So they don't.
One thing I want is to.
I don't know anything about the drug stuff.
They don't tell you anything
about the drug stuff.
They don't know Tony.
I want to take their wallets and see who the hell they are.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Empty your pockets.
Let's see.
There's
a chance.
Did they carry the wallet on his?
Could be.
Yeah.
Let's see, if I roll really low.
See, I would have assumed you guys would have done that already.
I thought I checked really.
Oh, you have to do another roll.
Oh, hey, look, it's Fred.
Yeah. Fred and Barney.
Well, they're not professional, are they?
Of course. They sure look professional.
I don't know.
Rings with that sense of food.
With a what? So, let's see. Anyway, so just three guys. You get their IDs.
Okay.
Hmm.
Ooh, we're turning them in, right?
Yeah.
So we can ask for their criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
And, if they know anything about the tattoos.
I'll call on by name, reading their driver's license off to the police, and then give them the knowledge over. Are you sure Dr. Jones is okay, right?
He's fine.
Okay.
I took him home. That was fast. I think.
Really fast.
Well, I am fast, so.
I'm really fast. Faster than anything man can make.
Anything. Like a flash.
Okay. So, you took him to the police station. You got their IDs. Let's see. So you're doing it for this guy, so you get the nice guy. Sort of nice guy. Oh, wait, because you're standing by liaison.
I tried to describe the guy that we saved, and we got a fairly high perception check, so I should be able to describe him fairly well and see if it's known.
That's Tony!
Though I'm suspecting her theory that he's just some
drug dealer.
Some drug dealer.
So let's see. What the heck is this guy doing? Oh, wait, anyways, okay, so you talk to the detective.
So, I want to tell them,
you don't have to tell them.
No, go ahead and tell them, but say you're trying to protect some innocents.
No, I'm just thinking that they might need, protection where they are.
True. It's been like an hour.
Maybe, why don't you go to the hospital?
I feel sick.
Actually, I'll go to the hospital.
Nope, chin hook.
Okay.
So, Detective Kelly.
And I'm going to go look
Six,
for a
guy.
I'll go to the hospital.
Tony.
You're going to go to the hospital?
Check on my wife, also.
Okay. You're going to what?
Go find Tony.
Go find Tony. And you stay at the precinct and
mm-hmm.
get information?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys split up again.
Naturally.
In a weird way, too. Like you guys switch cases.
I'm still on mine.
That's true. No, he's on yours, too. Okay.
Oh, do we get a body back? Or do we have to roll?
Yes, you get your body back. Yeah. As long as you are not below zero.
They can break.
That's true, but, yeah. Not going to break them if they can pay 24 euro points. Well, at least
that's nice of you.
I could just break them.
Randomly.
Randomly, but yes, then you can repair
devices.
But still, you shouldn't do that.
Oh!
Do that too often.
Profit squeeze monster?
It's only if you guys start loading yourself down again. And then things happen.
But I'm supposed
the
to load myself.
The static electricity charge.
But I'm supposed
yeah,
to load market. Myself down with gadgets. That's like my reason for existence.
Sure.
Iron Man.
I need a new blister.
Please go to soup like Iron Man.
Okay, so we'll do Donald first. You're going to the laundromat. So you got the information from the guy. Okay, it's a laundromat. Well, it's not a laundromat. It's like a dry cleaners. That's right. Dry cleaners. It's actually pretty late at night. You want to wait till morning? Or are you going to go there now?
I'll go by now.
Okay.
If it appears there's people there, then I'll...
There are people there. It's somewhat open. So, you walk in. There's a big, heavy-set guy behind the counter. There's also, like, a waiting table stuff. There are three other big guys sitting around. Give you a newspaper.
Hey, that's odd.
It is odd. May I help you? May I help you? Hey, Tits, can I help you?
Yeah, I need to see Tony.
Yeah, you do, eh? Yeah, nice.
See no more, see no more.
Well, he's in his office. It's right back there.
Thanks.
So you walk up to Tony's office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he looks up from his desk where he was writing whatever, what kind of paperwork. Yeah, what do you want?
What was the name of the guy that I went to his house?
Paul.
So, I was just talking to Paul.
Yeah?
About, some mutual friends. Jane and
John. So what about them?
So, I explained the whole thing, that I got them into rehab or whatever, and they're not going to be any trouble to him. And that I would, you know, take it as a favor if he would leave them alone. And in exchange, I will try to help them find who it is that's going around killing all his personnel.
Okay, Rob.
Yeah, if he can supply me with the details. 17.
Actually figure out a new stuff.
Damn it.
Let's see, I'd say about a 4 3 So you're trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to be intimidating or anything. Yeah, just suspicious. 6'6". And you have an int of what?
Int? Int will is 5'6".
So, you're John Gilmore's girl?
Uh-huh.
He's an alright guy. He's a bit of a ditz.
Tell me about it.
You're doing what?
Alright then.
That sounds terrible.
Wow, what's wrong with Gilmore's girl?
Alright then, I'm trying to call up a hit guy, but they've already left a while ago.
Do you have a risk communicator like this?
So what can you tell me about these killings?
So, they have a major supplier of opium.
That's right.
A major Nathan. And
military?
Ex-military.
Okay, Marines?
Yeah. And he thinks they've been trying to muscle in on the drug trade by taking out the...
I know a couple of
pushers.
apparent ex-Marines were arrested earlier today, trying to kill somebody.
That just confirms my suspicions.
So, where can I find this guy?
Well, he lives in a manor. On the edge of town.
Okay.
In fact, actually, kind of late at night. He's going to throw a party tomorrow night.
Okie dokie.
He doesn't know about that. No.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Scratch the party.
That's for party. All
right, I won't ask him to get the invitation then. Okay, well, I'll see what I can do.
Actually, the last thing. In fact, we're planning a little party for him tomorrow night.
I see.
Taking the party.
No, I don't think it's that kind of party.
Oh, not so. Crash it anyway. We'll crash any party.
Why don't you hold off on that? So nobody gets hurt. And let me try to settle things legally first.
You got all day tomorrow to settle.
Great.
I should give him plenty of time.
Thanks.
What a
Gilmore story.
Damn you all! Okay, well, we'll see what I can do then. Is there anything else you can tell me? So he's your supplier? Or he has a supplier?
He is one of my major suppliers. And now I think he's
trying to go out on his own?
Yeah, he's trying to expand his business, that's what I think.
Okay. So what was the... the super villain society or anything silly like that.
Secret society super villain? The ones you busted up? Actually,
yeah.
No, the leader's game. But you dealt with a severe blow. Surely they can't come back after one issue.
No.
That's true.
Well, in the first issue, there was a bunch of Asian... Japanese.
Yeah. Well, it is World War II.
But, yeah, true. Opium would be coming from China, mostly. Or India.
Yeah, wherever. Somewhere in the East. All the same. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, I'll see what I can do. But you call off the hands on Jane and...
Yeah. I'll call them off. Do what I can. Good thing Luke's going there.
Yeah.
In the hospital?
Yeah. Running. Okay, so now Eric.
So, and I'll actually hurry over to the hospital when I leave.
You can tell me.
Yeah, I will, as soon as I get outside.
What? Really? Oh my god, I freaked out.
Let's see. I think you're in the hospital, I don't know. Okay, so Eric,
well,
so...
Tell you to expect trouble, and then I'm on my way over.
Alright.
Oh,
I always have an extra trouble.
Describe the guy that we tried to save and see if he's got...
Okay, so make a roll.
See if he's got a record.
I'll call Eric.
Yeah.
And tell him to ask about Major, what's his name?
Nathan. Okay.
Major Blood.
So he says, let's see, 17, that was for the police, see what they know, what they have to tell you.
You know nothing.
No, he's fairly friendly because he's dealt with you guys before.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, well, so the guy ran away. You describe him.
I describe him.
You describe him, but they don't recognize him. I mean, he could be still one of many people. You don't have, like, you know, recall or anything like that, so you don't have a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
So
I ask them to dust my coat for prints. See if
right.
Yeah. They all look
together. That'll work real well.
Okay, maybe not.
Let's see.
Just takes fingerprints so well. True.
Okay. So he does tell you there have been a series of murders in the last few nights. Someone's been knocking off, you know, pushers and people in the drug trade, both users and pushers.
I told you that already.
Yeah, you know, police there.
Mm.
This is what he tells. And then from the guys, so you did get their IDs. So those three guys were in the same unit in World War One.
Okay.
And
World War One.
Yeah.
Wow.
Middle age.
Yeah,
okay. You know,
actually,
what, you thought middle age was like our age?
Yeah. Like, middle age. So we're like, what, 50, 40, 50?
Yeah, like 45.
Oh, man.
Being an old guy.
Still take young folks like you.
I'm middle age. I'm 30. So I'm 30.
They're like 55, 60, not...
No, like 45.
Then
no,
they'd be 10 if you think World
War I. No, 18. 25 years, World War II. So 20 plus
they were born around 1900.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd
okay.
be in the war, you know, 45. They'd be in teenagers, late teens in the war. So.
So, let's see. So you're all 17. So they know about those three guys. They said, there are actually two other guys in the unit, same unit, living in town.
Let's see.
Stephen Bradford. And Joseph D'Antino. Let me look at that one. So, and then... He says, I'll have a couple guys check them out tomorrow. Because it is kind of late. No, he's
what can happen?
Get him up like that.
You
said
you're only
knocking
pimps and drug dealers.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. That sounds like what we do. Anything else you think I can get you spotted at the police station?
Donald should be able to catch you before you leave. So,
you can I call you and tell you find out about Major Nathan.
Okay. I asked about Major Nathan.
Yeah, so we've heard about him.
He's apparently a drug supplier.
Gone bad.
Apparently he's a major drug supplier.
What?
No. Apparently he's a major drug supplier. Just say the same thing over. We have. Yeah, we've heard about him. Well, let's see. Oh, you're superheroes. I can tell you this. So, you should have passed it around, but the FBI told us to, you know, keep away from Agent Mason.
Keep away?
Yeah. Apparently, there's some kind of. Yeah, you know, FBI.
Sting operation?
Whatever. Guys in suits.
Let's see.
Aha!
Was he like the commanding officer or something, or what?
He was a commanding officer in the unit. So, him and... Oh, actually, that's true. There's another guy that he forgot.
Sergeant Slaughter?
Nah, from Captain.
Okay.
Captain Planet. Planet Pierce.
Sir.
Are you the Captain from DC here?
Yeah, Captain Addy. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain America is Marvel, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, that's true. But Captain Planet.
Captain Marvel is.
Captain Marvel.
DC.
DC.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, the Shazam guy. Yeah.
Captain America is Marvel, which is kind of confusing. Captain Marvel is DC.
Damn, no. Why did I do that?
Marvel should have a Captain DC.
They did it on purpose, I'm sure.
Ooh. Captain Arnold Jensen.
Captain Arnold?
So, they have actually. Jensen and Nathan own a trucking business.
Trucking business, huh?
Allied Shipping.
Wait a minute.
Allied Shipping.
That sounds familiar.
Allied Shipping sounds damn familiar, but I don't remember from where.
Yeah. It does. Did I accidentally give out a clue? Or are you guys making something up?
No, it's not familiar.
It's one of those damn clues that Shannon would have latched on to, I'm pretty sure.
Allied Shipping.
Oh, I give that as a clue.
Okay.
Well, what else would Access Shipping call themselves?
Was it the choo-choo that took my assistant in second adventure to watch?
Could be. Allied Shipping?
That could have been him. That might be right.
I mean, how big is the island? How many shipping companies are there?
Okay, so I probably shouldn't let on to the police train and track down all these four guys.
Like a vigilante?
Well, yeah.
Well, we are.
FBI. I suppose I could break into the FBI and find a way.
Oh. Wait, do we have connections in the FBI?
Do I have connections?
I don't have any connections at all.
No!
Other than to the police department, this guy. And, that's pretty much it. You haven't rescued the mayor, have you? No, that's in the future.
Not yet.
That's the future.
You're in the future.
Like, next week for the rescue.
We've met the mayor.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
We saved the city.
Saved the city.
So I guess we technically rescued the mayor.
True. Well, that's true. You did talk to the mayor.
That's right, after the bomb.
For the bomb thing. Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't seem like something to bother him with, but.
Especially at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, 2 in the morning.
Okay, so you're thinking about that? You go to the hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to do?
Dun, dun, dun. I check on the guys. I check on my wife first. She's still there? She didn't move?
She hasn't moved.
I check the pile of romance novels.
Check all the hair that you put around her.
I leave clues, you know, just in case. Alright, I'll check on the kid. Just go there?
Look
like they're
so they're in two separate rooms.
There's a girl
and two guys. So two separate rooms. It's kind of late, so there's actually nobody around.
They're sleeping. And look, they're there?
Yeah, they're there. They're not just pillows.
Are they just heads there? Just bodies are gone.
Bodies gone. Nope.
Naturally.
I'll assume the whole body's there, so I'll just sit there.
Sit there for a bit?
Listen for noises. Strange.
So which room are you going to sit in?
The girl's room.
It's the floor. So it's like a whole floor for people. There's an elevator and there's stairs. Like the elevator over there, this side stairs on the room that side. Elevator, stairs, and then there's like sort of the corridor going around.
Okay, so there's rooms all around.
Yeah, so the room, I think, in here, and the girl's here.
What? No, different side?
Yeah.
Damn it.
We got how it's laid out.
Can I...
Well, when I call, I
can
tell
say,
you
like,
on my way over. So.
Can I say here? So I can monitor this quarter?
Yeah.
I'll have to do that.
Okay. Guys, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, I fall asleep.
Just before Donald. Actually, Donald does call you. Bling, bling, bling.
Yeah.
So, there are people coming over to...
The elevator door's open.
Do bad things.
Candy stripers.
I'm on my way over.
Candy stripers? At this hour?
Yeah. Many of candy stripers.
Interesting.
Be on the lookout.
Stop it! I didn't blast them. No. You said there are people coming and be on the lookout?
Yeah.
So elevators this year, right?
Yeah. So they come out of the elevator.
How many?
There's four of them.
Four of them, huh?
With one car.
And I'll be there as soon as I can.
I think they're here.
I'll be there as sooner as I can.
So I stand up and say, may I ask where you're going? Kind of late.
Hey, I'm just trying to cheer up insomniac.
No insomniacs here. Move along.
Okay, how are you going to cheer me up?
No, it's with this, and they pull out guns.
Oh my god!
Damn it!
Oh, man. Die here.
I'm not going to get there before.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Anything.
It's four of them, man. They should last three. Pretty tough, right? Yeah. It's a pretty high deck.
Last all four of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they're all going to get bonuses for shooting you.
That's true.
Take them out fast.
Let's see. There's no police, because you didn't tell the police about these.
See, in attacking three or four people is exactly the same.
Yeah, no. But two is not.
Okay. So, I'll just roll... six. The four of them, eh? Someone roll really high. Oh, my God. Okay. What'd you roll?
52.
Okay, you go.
Let's see.
So the four clustered together.
Boom!
Just got out of the gallery.
Do you have a boom?
How good do they look? They look pretty good, like professionals.
Yep. Professional hitmen.
Damn it.